Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is Alan Stanford. Welcome to Hamlet in Howth.
My name is Ellen Hallinan, and I'm a teacher in Pubble School Nasson. One question I feel could come up on the Leaving Certificate this year is the depiction of women in William Shakespeare's Hamlet. Hamlet's soliloquy in Act 1, Scene 2 sees him uttering a line which many take as a synopsis of the general depiction of women in Hamlet. "Frailty, thy name is woman." With this line, Gertrude, Queen of Denmark, is seen as being weak by Hamlet, even early on in the play. It can be said that she is morally weak because of her o'erhasty marriage to Claudius. Throughout the play, Claudius commands her numerous times to come away from the ongoing action. More significantly, he involves her in plots to ascertain information about her son's mental health. Polonius even puts words into her mouth: "Tell him his pranks have been too broad to bear with." Her willingness to obey men's orders in such a way highlights her obedience and her lower status. It also shows that Shakespeare is presenting women as being morally weak through her inability to do right in the face of being told to do something wrong. Even when Gertrude breaks away from the evil of Claudius in this scene, it's only because she's bullied into being led by another man, her son Hamlet. Likewise, Ophelia. Although many believe that a flash of her potential self-will shines through at the beginning of the play, when we first learn she has entertained Hamlet unchaperoned, this was in fact simply the first example of Ophelia following an order given by yet another man in her life, Hamlet. When the budding romance between her and Hamlet is stifled by Polonius and Laertes, telling her she is not good enough for him and that Hamlet's affections are not permanent, and not to slander any moment's leisure as to give words or talk with Lord Hamlet, her only response is, "I shall obey, my lord." The women of Hamlet are indeed depicted as weak characters. Their downfalls are brought about through their associations with men, but that does not mean to say that they are powerless. Gertrude's death is in her own hands. In Act 5, Scene 3, Gertrude, for the very first time in this play, disobeys her husband's orders after he tells her not to drink from the cup which he had secretly poisoned. "I will, my lord." This single act of defiance leads to her death, but yet it is a death she has agency over. Gertrude informs Hamlet of this poisoning once she realises it herself. This does serve as a warning to her son to be careful of her husband's treachery, but she also knows that her son will avenge her death. Through her death, Gertrude is redeeming herself, aligning herself once more with Hamlet, distancing herself from Claudius. It may seem like a contradiction to describe the depiction of the female characters in Shakespeare's Hamlet in such juxtaposing terms, that they are both weak and yet powerful. However, once you bear in mind the society of the time when this text was written, things become much clearer. At that time, England was ruled successfully for 4 decades by a female monarch, Queen Elizabeth I. Meanwhile, life for most other women was much different. They were expected to obey their fathers and brothers until they got married, when they would have to obey their husbands. It is this dichotomous view of Elizabethan women that informs Shakespeare's portrayals. Both Ophelia and Gertrude, they are weak and powerful, often at the same time. Thus, it is clear that the depiction of women in William Shakespeare's Hamlet is done in such a way as to highlight the conflicted status of women in Elizabethan society.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.